thirsty, humility and perseverance. When Ezra was still in the center of the Persian kingdom in Mesopotamia, he studied the scriptures. And when studying, this idea ripened in him, I want to go back to Israel, to the Holy Land, to the temple. I want to live there. And one day he opened his heart to the king. And the king did not hinder him. On the opposite, he encouraged him. Go and take others with you. And then 2,000 followed. But then Ezra, when he got all the vessels from the king, which Nebuchadnezzar had stolen from Jerusalem, he was full of fear. Oh, such a long journey, for weeks and weeks. So many people, so many gold and silver vessels. What if we are attacked? If people attack us, what should we do then? How? How can we protect ourselves? We would need soldiers. But the problem, he had already told to the king, the Lord our God, he will protect us. So he did not dare to ask the king for soldiers, for protecting, because he had said, oh God, he is so mighty. And now to ask for soldiers, so is God not mighty enough? On the other hand, he was full of fear. Oh, if we are attacked, I lead them into a disaster. Oh Lord, help me, help me. And before they started, they prayed and fasted, prayed and fasted, prayed and fasted. And then they went. And they came to Jerusalem safely. So what is the secret of these people? They are together with God. They remain in their holy presence. They get power from studying in the scriptures. It's always the same principle. Now when we think about that, for the devil, it is easy to discourage us. There's only one point he has to take care for. That you do not have enough time being together with Jesus. If you have time for anything else, TV, computer, programs, tablet, hobbies, whatever, you have time for those things you like to do. But if you miss the time with your Savior, this 1 hour daily, what will happen to you? You will be without power. And if you are without power, you are an easy prey for the devil. The devil is one who aims at your timetable. You can do everything during the day. One thing is dangerous for the devil when you are together with your Lord. Because then you get a power which is supernatural. And then you get ideas, visions. And then you want to follow these ideas and these visions. And then the devil is without chance. So he must do all he can, that you have not the time to be together with Jesus. Do you understand what I mean? It's your timetable. Filling it with useless appointments. Fill your timetable with an appointment